Dear Break On Through, for an episode named after a Doors song, you really didn't use The Other Side that much for a show that definitely has The Other Side. Sincerely, Bridget.
Dear Break On Through, my favorite thing about you is the strong female characters. I thoroughly enjoyed seeing all the wonderful women with strong senses of self, empowerment, capable, and mostly looking out for each other. Sincerely, Gabby.
Welcome to Dear Vampire Diaries, where today we have the distinct pleasure of escorting you through this episode of The Vampire Diaries, Season 3, Episode 17, Break On Through. I'm your host, Bridget, and my guest with us today is Gabby. Hi, Gabby!
Hi! Very happy to be here.
Always happy to have you. We won't be delving into future episodes today, but we will be discussing this episode, Break On Through, in detail. You've been warned. Speaking of warnings, we have a content note. The Vampire Diaries contains heavy themes, so please check the episode description for trigger warnings and resources. You can support the podcast by going to the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes, following the show on social media, which is also in the show notes, or by leaving us a great review. You can also write into us at dearvampdiaries@gmail.com. Okay, Gabby, I've started collecting both the Peacock summary and the HBO summary.
Cool, yes.
So here we go. This is a contest. Who summed it up better? HBO says, this is the episode where Damon is surprised to learn why Sage has returned, and pleased when she devises an unusual method to help him figure out what Rebecca is up to. Abby is having a hard time adjusting to her new reality, despite Bonnie and Caroline's efforts to help. And Peacock says, this is the episode where Damon meets an old acquaintance at the Wickery Bridge restoration ceremony, Abby struggles.
Well, interesting. HBO is a little bit more detailed.
Yeah, I've been saying, like, we have, like, a stand.
Peacock keeps it, like, mysterious.
Yeah, it's like someone at Peacock is like, no spoilers!
Right.
And someone at HBO
old
is like,
acquaintance.
Yes, exactly.
Who could that be?
Abby struggles, but we don't know why.
Right.
Oh, boy, the struggle bus is real. Well, let's just get into it. You know who's right. Struggling is Alaric. They put Alaric in an MRI machine.
Yeah, I really love that scene.
Yeah, with the mirror?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I've had a lot of MRIs in my life because I've had a lot of things wrong with me. But never have I had one where I had to look at myself during the MRI.
Yeah, I thought that was, like, first of all, it's scary enough being in an MRI machine.
Yes.
You know, to have to look at yourself at the same time. That's pretty damn scary.
I know. Only someone as handsome as Matt Davis would be calmed by having. It's like you're a handsome dude with confidence. You want to look at yourself while you go through this? That'll calm you down. I got to tell you, the only way I get through MRIs is I imagine that the machine has sat me down and said to me, here, let me sing you the song of my people. And then I have to politely sit there, and as it, like, does, it's like industrial techno, like yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the only way I get through it. But yeah, obviously Alaric's not doing great, and he's in a lot of denial about it. Like, after the MRI, Elena comes in and she's like, everything seems normal. So, and he's like, yeah, that's because I am normal. I didn't kill any of these people. But he's kind of open to the idea. He's like, or maybe I am. I don't know.
Yeah, he seems sort of conflicted, but not terribly conflicted.
Yeah. It's interesting because we get some answers about Alaric in this episode. Like, we see his alter ego for the first time by the end, which is absolutely terrifying. Like,
I mean, I thought, like, that those scenes with him were like a really scary movie.
Totally. Yeah. And it's very different from when he was Klaus. Remember when Klaus borrowed Alaric's body in, like, season 2, I think?
Yeah.
And this actor had to play Klaus being evil. And that was a little bit more hokey. This is, like, I don't know. He had, like, horror class or something. Like, he went to town on this.
Yeah, this is really scary. And he's so subtle, too, which makes it even more scary.
That's what it is that it's, like, people who have power don't have to grab for power. They just kind of, like, walk slowly, and they know they'll catch you. It's like, whoa. Anyway, in this scene, Elena takes Alaric's ring, which is, like, very important for the plot, and she says, I'll ask Bonnie for help. And then Damon enters, and he's, like, there to pick up Alaric, and Elena gives him this look, and she sort of like storms out of the hospital, and they have this little fight in front of the hospital, which is about Elena caught Damon and Stefan like snacking on some girl the night before, and she's pissed about it. And the subtext here is really that like Damon is pissed that Elena still has feelings for Stefan,
right?
But Elena is like pissed also that Damon is helping Stefan in a way that maybe she feels she can't.
Definitely some tension there between them, and
always
I'm like, come on, just you know,
just be friends,
kiss and make up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, that's what we want.
So we go to Abby's porch. Caroline turns up all chipper. This is one of my favorite scenes, like, and one of the most iconic lines to me.
Oh yes,
when Caroline lists her favorite like blood and she's like, B positive. And it's one of my favorite things ever. I don't know what kind of blood type I have, but I hope I'm B positive.
I'm B positive, and I'm like, oh yes. That's how I'm gonna say it from now on. I'm B positive.
Oh my god, yes. Yeah. This is everything. I'm gonna get you a bumper sticker or a t-shirt or something, I don't know.
Please do.
It could come in handy, and you know.
Yeah, you never know. I'll put it on like my bracelet.
Yeah, exactly. If you ever get into a horrible car crash because of a vampire lying in the middle of the road, you know, you might need your blood type handy. Anyway, Bonnie is not in the mood for jokes. Her mom is in the garden, and they're sort of like, they're looking at her, and Bonnie is like, she's been like this all morning. And I specifically am so glad that you agreed to be on this episode, because Abby talks about not being able to feel her garden, and like, mm-hmm. you have probably one of the greenest thumbs of anyone I've ever met, and like, you really do feel plants, and like, I do as well.
Yeah.
But you're the first person who ever told me that that was a thing, that like, you could be in touch with nature in that way and feel almost like the different personalities of plants.
Yes. And I'm so happy that I was the one who confirmed your, you know, your knowledge that you already knew.
Yeah.
That plants have their own, you know, spirits and whatnot.
Yes.
And I was thinking in this scene, if that was me and I lost, you know, connection to plants and nature, I would feel that way too. Like really
absolutely
dead. And it yes. made me think a lot, like, because up until that point they hadn't made that connection about vampires, and I was thinking like, you know, up until that point, I was thinking like, well, it wouldn't be so bad to be a vampire, you know. But then,
right.
I mean, I'm thinking like, well, God, if a vampire doesn't have any connection with nature and stuff, I don't think that I would want to be one.
Right, 100%. No, I am witch over vampire any day of the week, 100%. Yeah. It's interesting, too, because, like, obviously Bonnie understands what Abby has lost because Bonnie has it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Caroline could come in here a little bit more with, like, but our senses are heightened, and like a lot of like who we are is heightened, which means that she can get it back.
That's
it's
true.
Just not going to feel the same. It's going to be different, you know, because vampires do have like heightened hearing, a heightened sense of smell, a heightened, like all of their senses are heightened. And so it's like another way in.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, because Caroline was saying, well, you know, you'll get over this period. And I was like, well, will she get any of that back? You know, that was
right.
That was a big question I had.
Yeah.
A very important question.
It's clear Caroline wants to do. Yeah. Caroline wants, I think, wants to be a mentor, but she may not be the best one. Like, they need someone who used to be a witch and then got turned into a vampire to be Abby's vampire sponsor, because Caroline doesn't get it. Caroline went from being like a very helpless teenage girl to being like a powerful being, which feels like a promotion, whereas Abby feels like this is a demotion.
Right. And yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I think Caroline, which I love Caroline. I absolutely love Caroline.
Me too.
And I love her in this episode so much. But you're right that she's just not, she just doesn't get it, you know?
She's not the vampire for the job. She's not used to not being the vampire for the job either.
I mean,
and it brings out some interesting qualities in her.
Yeah. But every scene she's in, she's just so gorgeous, man.
She really is. Candace Avila, it radiates. Yeah. She just does.
Absolutely.
We'll come back to this bummer of a storyline in a second. But first, we go to the 8th big event of season 3, the Wickery Bridge Restoration Volunteer Day.
Woo-hoo.
People are a carrying planks of wood, a wearing hard hats, and one, a Karen Lockwood, is schmoozing with Rebecca. And immediately, Damon accurately is like, Rebecca's up to something. She's snooping in places where she shouldn't be. Right on, man.
Yes.
us. And just as soon as Alaric is like, oh, why are we here? Karen Lockwood is like, because you were supposed to have the Wickery Bridge sign, and for some ungodly reason, you people in the history department were trusted with it, and it's not here. And Alaric's like, yeah, no, I've been busy having, you know, having murderous rampages. Yeah. When you first watched this, did you have any inkling who this was? Like, that it was Alaric, or that it, like, did you have any guesses? Were you surprised?
I'm sorry, in relation to the sign, or what do you mean?
Finding out that Alaric was the serial killer in Mystic Falls, that he was the one killing everyone.
No, that totally took me for a loop.
Yeah, me too.
And I remember watching it the first time, I was just like, wait, no? Wait, how can it be?
How can it be? But it is.
It almost hurt my feelings. Like, that Alaric was, that he was this bad guy, you know, that he had this bad streak.
Totally.
Yeah, it was very shocking, I think.
They did a good job of, like, when you watch it back, you can kind of go, oh yeah, he's got so much resentment for the council in the early episodes when he, like, insists that he be let on. Like, they do a really good job of threading it in there without making you think, oh, well, Alaric's behaving sort of out of turn.
Right.
Like, it seemed like a reasonable leap for him, and then I just, yeah, makes a lot of sense to me. But yes, I was also totally shocked. I thought it was Catherine.
I probably thought that was my theory. Yeah, it was her or one of the original. I don't remember.
Because she's so chaos. She would. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Just kill people and then point everything, every finger at Elena.
Right.
She did it. But meanwhile, Damon sees Sage across the way, who we had a whole flashback episode about just last episode. And as Karen's given a speech to the volunteers, he walks over to her. It's so funny. I know that I'm getting hung up on the wrong details here, but are these volunteers, or, like, isn't there some kind of, like, a union issue with people helping construction? I don't know. Like,
yeah, these are, like, general contractors, you know, not just...
Yeah, right. I'm like, what is happening right now?
I think, yeah, Mystic Falls is probably full of general contractors.
For everything that they do, for every event. Anyway, when Damon gets over to Sage, Rebecca immediately comes over and is like, oh, Sage, you're such a slut. And it's very clear they do not like each other. Okay. But we find out that Sage had a thing for Finn, the sort of suicidal, sadly, older brother. And Rebecca's like, Finn's left town. He doesn't care about you.
She's quite bitchy.
We go over to the Salvatore mansion, and we have this awkward blood bag moment where Stefan is, like, about to have some, and then Elena walks in, and, like, they haven't spoken since the night before, and it's so weird. And he's like, I could just, like, tell you what you came here to find out, which is Samantha Gilbert committed suicide in an insane asylum. She tried to give herself a lobotomy with a knitting needle. Fun!
Wow.
This special. Is not the news that they were looking for, because he's like, there's essentially no hope for Alaric if it's the same thing.
Right.
And Elena, obviously, she doesn't give up on people, but she does give him a passive-aggressive dig about, like, well, I'll just let you get back to doing whatever you were doing then. And, like, leaves.
This is sort of gross, but in these blood-sucking scenes, where they're literally, like, sucking out of bags or like, someone's arm or whatever, I just, they have these wonderful sounds.
Vampire Diaries ASMR.
Like, I don't know, biting into an apple and you hear this crunch. You know, it's just so, I don't know, there's something about it that I just love.
That's hilarious.
Oh, like sucking on the bag and you hear the bag crinkling and the sucking sound. It's wonderful.
I love that you love it. I bet there are tons of people that are like, oh God, I hate that. So back in the woods with Sage and Damon, Sage is explaining to Damon that Finn was the one true love that she's been holding out for centuries. And I love, Damon says it all in one line, which is, Finn, really? Like, that's what we're all thinking. And we see that Sage really hasn't changed at all from the past. She's definitely, like, I think she's for sure our bisexual representation on this show. She's got that vibe.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, she kind of shows it through being sort of predatory and, like, objectifying of women, where she's like, have you forgotten what I taught you? Rebecca may be an original, but she's still a girl. Find her weakness, exploit it, and I'll walk right in. So she's offering to help him, like, essentially get inside her head to figure out what it is that she wants.
Something I thought was interesting is that, because they're both, like, 900 years old or whatever, her Sajin,
Yeah.
Rebecca. And it Rebecca does have this kind of maiden archetype thing still, even if she's 900 years old. Like she never seems to grow up,
Yeah.
which is fine and cool and, still love her, but I
Right.
just think it's interesting. Like she doesn't seem to evolve,
Because she's stuck in time.
whereas Sage is like the warrior,
Yeah,
I
totally.
mean, maybe she was a maiden back in the day
Totally.
when she met Finn or whatever, but that she's
Yeah.
become like this warrior.
Yeah, which is interesting to think of, like, what is it? The maiden, the mother, and the crone. And so if it's interesting to think about that, like, second stage of life as like mother but warrior. Because Sage also does have a very grooming, nurturing kind of quality to her, where she sort of takes Damon under her wing, and teaches him things. But
Absolutely.
they're like sexy threesomey things.
And in that scene, I think where they're talking, there, I was looking up the music for this episode, and they play a song by AWOL Nation that's called "Guilty, Guilty, Filthy Soul," I believe.
Cool.
It's a
Dope.
really cool song. You hear it in the background.
Amazing. Is that when Damon and Sage are talking, or is that when Rebecca and Damon are talking?
Oh no, I'm sorry. When he's
Oh.
talking to Rebecca. Oh, I'm
Oh, I
sorry. That maybe that's
love
the next
that.
scene.
I
Sorry,
did
I
notice that. That is the
went
next
forward a
scene.
little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, they're
the
back at,
next scene.
like, I don't know, I guess it's like a potluck table or something.
Yeah,
And
they're back at the
yeah, I did
event.
notice the music. I almost looked it up, actually, so I'm glad that you knew exactly what it was. That's dope. We'll wrangle up the songs at the end of season three, and that will be one of them.
Yeah, I love that the title was "Guilty, Filthy Soul,"
Yeah,
and I was like,
classic.
"Yeah, that's a great name."
That's a perfect name for a song to go over, like a seducing someone over a potluck table kind of a scene. Damon proceeds to like stroke the gingham table, peruse the dishes coyly, and sets his drink down next to her and just kind of caresses her hip. And just like, oh, Damon, laying it on thick. He invites her for a threesome. It's like perfect.
Pretty hilarious.
Back to Abby's backyard. I think Caroline is very in the wrong in this scene. Essentially, like, Jamie is out there trying to deal with this news and is chopping wood, and he's freaked out by vampires. And Caroline kind of gives him what for. Like, she's like, Abby didn't choose this. This was forced on her. And she's like, she could have chosen to die, and she didn't because she wants to take care of you. And it's like, ooh, Caroline, honey, you are like so projecting your situation with your dad onto this. Like, this is different. I was like, ooh, wrong energy for this. He was like attacked very recently by the first vampire he's ever met. And like, this guy compelled him to kill himself. He compelled him to kidnap people. Like, he has good reason. He has met evil vampires pretty much exclusively. He has earned. He's actually coping very well by chopping this wood, which, by the way, is a skill I wish I had. What a cool down-to-earth dude who's doing his best. I don't think she should have yelled at him here.
I agree. Although I still love her. I don't know. When she comes in, it's just like
It's
beautiful.
great. But yeah, I was like, oh no.
It's just what, all the best people are flawed.
All the re all people. But this little tirade is interrupted by a phone call from Elena, where she's asking for Bonnie's help with Alaric. Speaking of Alaric, we go to the Gilbert house, and he's going through his past of violence with Meredith. Like, she's shown him the dossier that she put together on him of like, you have all of these restraining orders and shit. Like, what is that about? And he like goes through every single one, and he's like, oh, this guy, he had it coming. This guy had it coming. It's like a bad sign, in my opinion, if the person that you're dating has a history of violence. I'm like, this is not endearing.
She's very
Like,
forgiving, that
she's
woman.
very forgiving. But it's interesting here too, like, in rewatching this episode, you can see in this moment how his alter ego is listening to everything. Like, even when he's there, like, his alter ego is like sleeping in the background, because he asks her, he gives her this chance to react to the news that he killed Logan back when Logan was a vampire, and Logan was her cousin. And it's, I see it almost as a test, where like, he's kind of like, how do you feel about this, about vampires that are people that we know and love? And she says something like, it's not my fight, the vampire thing, I just use them for what I need.
Yeah.
And that kind of neutrality is actually, like, disgusting to him later. Like, his alter ego uses it against her later. But anyway, down by the blood cooler in the Salvatore basement, Damon sees Stefan just, like, hunched over, like, a bunch of, like, empty... Yeah, exactly! To your delight, mouth noises. And he's like, ah, you're stress eating! He's like, you gotta get over it, man, you're a vampire. Own it, live it, love it.
That was a great line.
Yeah. And Stefan is like, yeah, well, I'm upset because you talked to Elena about me. Keep my name out your mouth. He's so broody. And then he gets sexiled because we're in college, I guess. It's great.
wait, and Damon says something like, I'm going to have a sex sandwich with Rebecca and Sage. Or something like that.
I know. Oh, God. Speaking of sandwiches, we go to Abby's kitchen where Bonnie is preparing some food. And there's some, like, flirting vibes between her and Jamie, which I hate because it's clunky exposition. She's like, who are you again? Mm. And he's like, the guy who lives out back, you know, the one you're not related to. Like, we're nudging the audience like, it's fine. But yeah, and then he sees Abby for the first time probably since she transitioned. And proving his prior point, Abby totally noms down on him because she can't control herself. Because vampires are predators.
Yeah.
And Jamie was right to be afraid.
And that was not a surprise.
No! It's like everyone could...
I mean, that is exactly what Caroline did.
Yeah. You know? Ugh. So I just hate this.
And I'm sure every other vampire.
Yeah. Yeah, they should have been prepared for this, of all things.
Yeah.
Anyway, we go back to the Salvatore house where we get this amazing sort of dance montage scene of, like, Rebecca, Sage, and Damon.
Absolutely.
So fun.
Amazing.
It's fan service, for sure. Like, everyone was like, we need Damon dancing in a scene! And they were like, okay, here! I also love that Rebecca arrives with wine that she stole from Nick, who stole it from a queen. And she's like, not sure which one. Right. I love that. And also, like, at one point, Rebecca feels, like, left out, and they can tell. Mm-hmm. And so Damon goes over to her, and, like, we end the scene on, like, Sage being a voyeur. And I'm like, yes, my sexual queen, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're chomping down on the piano player. I'm like,
oh, that's right. What's going to happen to the music? I guess they're like, we don't need you. We have radio.
Yeah, they're playing good songs here. That was another good song that they were playing in that scene. They were dancing too.
Yeah. So back to Abby has been feeling very obviously guilty about Jamie. And Bonnie is like, please don't leave. Like, please stay. And she's like, you know, I want to make it work. And Abby kind of seems like she might be okay with staying in this scene.
Yeah. It's not exactly clear at that moment.
Yeah. But then Caroline arrives all chipper and she's like, I've healed Jamie. Everything's fine. Nothing a little vampire blood can't heal. And I'm like, oh, can you heal him from the trauma of what just happened? I don't think so. Unless you compel him to forget, which is not a good idea.
Right.
Hashtag Jeremy lessons. And then Caroline is just like, oh, by the way, Elena needs a favor from you about Alaric. Mm-hmm. In the Gilbert kitchen, Alaric is giving Elena a list of, like, all of his passwords and everything. He's like, just in case anything happens to me, which is, like, so sad and terrifying. And Elena's like, don't even think like this.
And he said something about his family. So I was like, wait a minute. He has more family than these people?
Family? Exactly.
Where are they?
Yeah. Where are they? And then he's like, I need to make sure you and Jeremy are okay. And I'm like, are they the family? Are they in your will? What is happening? You know, fine print that the Vampire Diaries doesn't care about.
Yeah.
This gets interrupted because Caroline calls Elena and eventually she passes the phone over to Bonnie and they talk for the first time since Abby was turned because Bonnie's kind of been icing Elena out.
Yeah.
And it's a weird moment. Bonnie is like very down to business and is like, I need a personal effect of Alaric's. And Elena's like, yeah, okay. Also, Bonnie, so sorry that all this happened, like, immediately. And Bonnie's like, okay, see you soon. Bye.
I mean, it obviously, like, I see both sides, you know? Like, there's not a lot of times when they thank Bonnie.
No. And certainly not in any meaningful ways.
And this is one of them. And it's really, really, really heartfelt, I think.
It's like she's not really getting anything. She's always being used and not really... building any cred for herself. Like, she's just losing things left and right, including her mom.
Really bad for her sometimes. They're using you.
Yeah.
Don't you see
Yeah,
it?
don't you see it? Go find a coven. But yeah, anyway, Elena gets off the phone with Bonnie and she's like, I'm gonna go get something, like something that belonged to you. And he's like, there's my wedding ring. They decide that he should stay behind in the Gilbert house with Meredith and her tranquilizers, which he is aware of, which we will see later.
Yes, his wedding ring, which is in the kitchen, in the inside of a
Yeah. In an
drawer,
aspirin
inside of
bottle.
a,
Yeah.
an aspirin bottle, which might be covered in,
Cobwebs.
cobwebs.
Yeah, very specific. So Elena goes on this treasure hunt. Meanwhile, we go to Damon's bedroom, one of my favorite places, and yeah, sexy music. Rebecca's asleep, and Sage like beckons Damon into the shower, where it's like very interesting. She seems to have this power where she can like transfer memory, and she like kisses him and shows him the memories of like Rebecca being like, oh, like where are the milling logs, and like there's one more tree that can kill us. And Damon breaks the kiss and is like, oh shit. And he goes immediately to their library, which is super dope, and he tells Sage what's up. He's like, we definitely have those milling records.
Million logs, of
Of course we
course,
do,
because
because we keep everything.
I
And
know exactly what you're talking about.
yeah. And of course he goes to 1912, because every year in the Vampire Diaries, there's only a couple years in the past. There's 1912, 1864, and 14 whatever Catherine was turned, 1490 or whatever. And he finds the milling ledgers. Daddy Damon doing the work, as always.
Yes, he is.
Then we go to Alaric's apartment. Stefan arrives there as well, and Elena's like, ah, you again. And Stefan is like, I can't be around you right now because like I'm not really in control. And just he kind of surprises her, I think, with this like level of self-awareness. This is one of he's like trying to gain back his cred in a way. And he says, I'm here to tell you that I did more digging on Samantha Gilbert. She killed two people in the institution. No jewelry, no personal effects. And they both realize at the same time that this means you can be crazy and not even be wearing that ring. Cut to Alaric waking up different. And he slinks around the side as Meredith is distracted with dishes, and he gets rid of her tranquilizers.
Making
Yeah, she's
sandwiches,
making
right?
sandwiches. Yeah, but not the Rebecca Sage sex kind, just normal sandwiches.
Right, yes, just
Nom
normal
nom
sandwiches
nom.
without mustard.
Right. Which, how do you feel about mustard?
She doesn't like
Yeah,
mustard.
come on. I love the grainy kind.
I
Nom
like
nom
mustard. Yeah, give me any mustard.
nom.
I'll take
Yeah. Especially the kernel kind. I like my mustards with. Okay, anyway, it's fine. That's a clue reference.
it.
Okay. Anyway, so
Great football.
we go to the Salvatore mansion where Damon is all like satisfied and smiling, and he's burning the milling record so that no one else can find it ever
In his underwear.
in his underwear, in his towel or whatever. Oh, the best.
Was it a
And
towel?
oh,
I was having a little trouble
paying attention to the
seeing
bottom
because I was
half of his
watching on my
body.
phone.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I thought it was his underwear, and I was kind of like, I don't know, wouldn't he wear like a more, like a silk, black silk, like
Hell yeah, he would.
shorts
Everything
or something
Damon
like that?
owns should be black silk.
Yeah.
He's so proud of himself, and he tells Sage everything. Like he's like, everything underneath the Wickery Bridge is a weapon that could kill an original. And I love the way that she says, you realize that could be a problem for me, right? And she immediately threatens Damon's life and is like, if you take one step further, I will snap you, little boy. He tries to make a deal with her and is like, okay, if you help me kill Rebecca, I'll spare Finn, which he's totally lying. This would have been a moment to be like, dude, Finn wants to die. This would have been the moment to drop that information, because that would have really, because that's true. And she could tell that that's true. If she went into your memories, she could see it for herself. I just feel like he made a big mistake lying to her here, as we'll see later. Elena and Stefan are bickering what else is new, and they're talking about like if Alaric can be saved, but the subtext is like, can Stefan be saved? And they discover in that drawer where his ring is supposed to be, they discover the ring, but they also find photos of his victims. And it's so disturbing.
Yeah.
Also disturbing is that Sage is just gone. Damon realizes, he's like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we flash really quickly back to Alaric's apartment, and they find even more disturbing shit, which is that Alaric's alter ego has left a message for Jeremy being like, Jeremy, like, carry on my work. Let the ring make you strong. And the council must be cleansed before the work can begin. And it's this hit list. It's so disturbing.
Disturbing.
And Elena's like, I've got to get back. And yeah, you do. Because over in the Gilbert kitchen, Alaric is terrifying and starts asking Meredith, do you ever feel remorse?
That's like...
And she knows immediately something's wrong.
Yeah, she's like...
And it's interesting because this is the first time that we get to see Alaric's alter ego's perspective, like that he sees that obviously vampires are bad and that the council isn't doing their job, that he even as Alaric was like, who's looking out for the people of this town? Your son's a hybrid, your daughter is a vampire, you know, who's looking out for the humans of this town? That was his position, like, from the very beginning of this season. And it's been slowly taking hold, but in this, like, really black and white way where he is now gonna chase Meredith with a knife over it. Leave the nice doctor alone. My God.
She saved your life.
Yeah.
Once upon a time,
Colonel Mustard with the knife in the kitchen. So we quickly cut to Wickery Bridge. On fire! Damon arrives. And Sage is like, you shouldn't have lied to me, Damon. Like, she obviously figured out that all the originals are linked because she got in his head. And this is where he decides to tell her about Finn's death wish, and she doesn't believe it. He immediately just kind of flies into a rage and is like, well, all right, that's fine. I'm going to start with Finn now. Like, fuck you. Like, I will find a way to kill the originals. Oh, man. Then we go to the Gilbert house, and this is a terrifying scene as well, where Elena arrives back.
It's really terrifying.
Meredith is up, you know, in the Jack and Jill bathroom, which is, like, the horror spot of all horror spots in the Gilbert house for some reason. It's just got such a horrible history. And Alaric is coming down the stairs as Elena walks in, and, like, Stefan is very smart and, like, secretes himself in the house. And Alaric is, like, bandaging his hand and pretending to be all... chipper, like it's really creepy watching him pretend to be.
I just cut my hand on a broken mug or something.
Yeah, and she's like, "Okay, where's Meredith?" And he's like, "Oh, she had to go to surgery." And immediately Elena is like, "That doesn't sound. It sounds like she wouldn't do that, and leave you alone." But just as Elena notices the knife on the ground and Alaric is going to lunge for it, Stefan comes in and just like chokes him out and. He's like, okay, you need to come upstairs because he can obviously hear and smell already that there's so much blood up there with Meredith. And so she goes up to help him and kind of under her watch, we think for a second he's about to like nom on Meredith because he can't control himself with the blood, but control wins out and maybe there's some merit to what Damon has been saying. And Stefan is able to heal Meredith and then like immediately leave.
Chomps his arm.
Yeah, he chomps his own arm rather than chomping her. So we go to Alaric's bedroom, or I guess it's a bedroom in maybe Abby's house. I'm not really exactly sure where we are, but Alaric wakes up and is like, holy shit, where am I? And we're like, we don't know. We've never seen this set before. and Damon informs him, like, Bonnie did a spell. You're kind of under a light house arrest. And Rick doesn't remember anything, but he asked where Meredith is. And I love Damon's face. Like, it changes when he goes, she'll be fine, Rick. Like, that's all you need to know. She'll be fine. Ugh.
It's really well done. How scary that whole thing with Alaric is.
It is very well acted. Certainly better than when he was Alaric Klaus, I think. He leaps and bounds above that performance. So we go to the Gilbert kitchen where Bonnie explains to Elena that the dying and coming back to life like chipped away at Alaric's psyche, kind of letting a darkness take hold. And they mention really quickly that that also happens to witches sometimes when they like get a little bit too into like darker magic, which is fascinating. Wonder if that will come back.
We shall see.
Yeah, we shall see. And she gives Elena some herbs and she's like, please, you know, take these and I'll get you more. And she's like, Abby and I are going to work in the garden. And you can tell that she's so, so excited in a way to, like, have her mom there. And, like, she's starting to gain a little bit of, like, she's planning for her mom to be there. Like, starting to trust that she will be there.
Yeah.
Making, you know, plans with her. Mm-hmm. And Elena and Bonnie hug. I would love to hug Bonnie because her sweater looks wonderful and cozy. And I would love to be in it. Anyway, Elena's like, can you ever forgive me? And Bonnie says, of course, I forgive you.
Yeah, it's such a sweet scene.
It really is. It's nice to see them.
I really love that scene.
Yeah. It's nice to see them be friends. I love the female friendships in this show. Like you were saying at the top, like we have so many great female characters. It's nice to see them in like cohesion together and be on the same page instead of against each other.
Yeah.
Even if Bonnie always fucking loses, which she's going to lose again because outside in Abby's garden, Caroline and Jamie are there, and Caroline is telling Jamie pretty much the same thing that we already knew, which is like, I went through this with my dad. And we're like, yeah, we know. Oh my God, you are so projecting onto this whole situation. Jamie thanks her for all of her help. And, you know, they're like planting little herb seedlings. She like perks up and she's like, oh, I hear Abby inside. This is not a good thing. Caroline goes in and Abby is writing a goodbye letter. And Caroline gives a really nice, rousing speech about, like, I can teach you to be a vampire, but I can't teach you to be a parent. As much as I love her, and I do think that this speech is a good, it's, like, written well, I just couldn't help but feel like Abby hurt Jamie, which is, like, he's the most important person to her. Like, and it's unfortunate, but, like, he's her family, and she has every reason to want to give him space so that he can live a normal human life.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, I'm only hurting Bonnie by being here. And it's like, no, but you are probably hurting Jamie, though. Like, that's fair. Like, I don't know. I think as a teenager when I watched this, I was so mad. I was like, she's abandoning her daughter. And as an adult, I'm like, yeah, I get it. They bungled, like, the most important moment, which is that, you know, Abby should have been able to be around Jamie with, like, chaperones, you know?
Yeah. You know, quarantine her for a certain period of time or something.
Be like, oh, maybe don't hug for, like, a couple months. I don't know.
Yeah, that was weird.
But yeah, so she decides to leave. It's sad, but I get it.
I agree with that. It's quite sad. Yeah, and I loved, you know, Caroline's speech. And I love the music that's going on. It's very
totally
sad but yeah, I mean, if you did something like that to your kid or whatever.
Yeah, it's not about learning to be a vampire. It's about, like, repairing your relationships in a way. Like, how do you go back from that?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to harm your kids in any way. You don't want to do anything to harm your kids. And if there's any...
Exactly.
I mean, it's probably more of a sacrifice on her part, even, you know, because she doesn't want to do that. That's not what she wants.
No.
She's not leaving because she can't handle it. She's leaving because she's... putting them in danger.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. And it's you know, Caroline is trying to be a good friend here and like saying all the things that Bonnie probably feels like she can't say, but truly, like, Bonnie is not Abby's main concern. It's Jamie. Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of being bummed out, we go to the Gilbert kitchen and Elena is cleaning up, like, all alone. And I love, there's like this nice wide shot of her in the Gilbert house, just like cleaning, and it's just like she's so tiny and like the house is so big. I just love like little moments like that. This is very well done. And we cut to her in her bedroom calling Jeremy, who we haven't seen since he got compelled to leave the show.
Bling, bling.
Hey, just wondering if you talked to Alaric. Did he sound evil? I don't know. But it's very heartfelt, and I really love Nina Dobrev's acting in the scene where she's keeping a lid on it so well. And I think it's so relatable, the idea of like calling someone and not wanting them to know how vulnerable you feel, but you need connection. And just like watching her be like, yeah, everything's good, I just miss you, you know, and like in her eyes, oh my God, Nina.
Yeah, I loved it too. She was well done, beautiful.
And he seems okay. Like, he's like, oh, I'm going out with friends. And like, you know, he confirms that he hasn't talked to Alaric and doesn't seem to suspect anything.
Yeah.
So Jeremy is off in Colorado land.
Yeah.
Where the happy people go.
They could send Jamie to a nice place like that, too.
Yeah, they could be friends. They could be buddies. I like that.
Yeah.
Back at the Salvador house, Stefan is drinking some bourbon, and Damon walks in and is like, a little early in the day for you, huh? And Stefan is like, no, I'm just toasting to control because it won out today. And Damon is like, all right, rock on. And then, but when he's carrying something that's like covered, you know, in like a paper bag or whatever, and Stefan is like, what's that? And Damon immediately launches into what I would imagine would be Damon's like running for mayor speech. He's like, you know, Stefan, I'm a philanthropist. I make the world a better place. Restoring bridges, landmarks, and historical signs. But not just any sign. The Wickery Bridge sign, which is made of the same white oak that can kill an original.
Uh-huh.
I love it. Like, yeah. They're so, yeah. He's just like, he's like, I sold my rage. You should have seen me. Like, he's so, you know, he came out on top. Like, Damon's always playing chess. And
absolutely.
They won this one.
Yes.
And that's the episode. So Gabby, I have Abby on the brain. Who are you taking and who are you staking from this episode?
I want to take Elena. Which I don't usually like her.
You don't love Elena.
Don't love her, but yeah. I thought this particular episode was one where it wasn't just about her.
You know? Yes.
I mean, she had feelings for others, you know, that weren't just self-absorbed.
Yeah. And she was useful, actually. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Who are you staking?
Well, I was going to say I would stake Damon's white underwear, but I could have been wrong that was a towel.
Staking him right in the underwear, my God. So painful.
Because it's just like, that's just not what he would wear.
Well, you're staking the costuming department. Okay. Staking wardrobe. Yeah. We want less towel.
Well, that would have been good too, but
yeah.
You know.
We have some notes.
I think, you know, black silk shorts would have been perfect.
Perfect. Yeah, you're so right. Well, the reason why I called you Abby earlier is because I'm taking Abby.
Ah.
Yes. I'm taking Abby and I'm taking her to a safe place, taking her to wherever vampire rehab is. And then visiting day can be in a couple of months when she's actually learned control. And maybe it can be run. The vampire rehab can be run by some, you know, prior witches and people who, I don't know, maybe know what the fuck they're talking about.
Very, very, very smart.
Yeah.
I like it.
And I'm staking Caroline because she was wrong to shame Jamie into like connecting with Abby too soon. And her more controlling side came out and, different things are right for different people. And just because it was easy for her to transition into being a vampire does not mean that she's going to be great at teaching other people how to do that. Actually, it probably means the opposite. A little bit too chipper. A little bit too chipper about everything. Not realistic enough.
Yes. Well, she will learn as we...
She will learn. Yes.
She will grow. What is the word of the day?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. The word of the day is nonplus. Nonplus is a verb. It's usually used as like, it nonplussed him or it nonplussed me. To nonplus someone is to perplex them, or in other words, to cause them to be at loss as to what to say, think, or do.
Aha. Uh-huh. That happens to me often, I think.
Yeah. We're both going to use this word in a sentence about the episode. Karen is quite nonplussed when Alaric doesn't show up with the Wickery Bridge sign because she's just like, who would do that? Who would shirk their responsibilities like that?
Rebecca is nonplussed when Damon invites her to the sandwich threesome.
And we don't want to be nonplussed over sandwiches. We want to know exactly how we feel about sandwiches, which is that they are good. That's all for Break On Through. You can support the podcast by going to the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes, following the show on social media, which is also in the show notes, or by leaving us a great review. You can also write into us at dearvampdiaries@gmail.com. I have been your host, Bridget, and Gabby has been our guest today. Thank you. Yay!
Thank you. This is a lot of fun.
Thanks for joining us, and tune in next time to find out if Meredith gets more familiar with where things are in the Gilbert kitchen, including the kitchen knives.
Find out if bad Alaric is gone forever.
Dear Diary, Stefan has built himself a delusional wagon which he has repeatedly fallen off of.
Dear Diary, I totally lucked out. The hospital just had a blood drive, so I got some O negatives, some A's, and my personal favorite, B positive.
Dear Diary, do you ever feel remorse?